couple years ago, I had this whim to go to my grandmother's grave, my little bitty grandmother. I hadn't been there since the funeral. She's been gone since 86. And we took some flowers and we went over there. I called ahead because I wasn't sure I could find it. And we went there. And she's not really there. But we went to honor her, and I'll tell you why we went, because the Lord always has purpose. Two graves over had been almost destroyed. And why, well, you look at that, wonder what happened over there. And we went and stared, and it said, Ethel Bolick. That was my grandmother's sister. That's why we were there. See, God has purpose. When he gives you direction, his purpose. So we called the family, let them know. Some damage had been done, and they were going to see to it that it was fixed. And I felt sure that that's why we went over there. But see, when Jesus came, God had purpose. His purpose was to rescue, to deliver, to set free, to make right. Righteousness is to make right, to make fully acceptable to God. So he was in hell 3 days. Now, if you look at Colossians... I'm going to get to sickness. You just hang in there. I like to lay an adequate platform. Colossians 2:15, verse 14 talks about the cross. I love that verse. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us. If it was against you, Jesus blotted it out, removed it, remitted it, it's gone. Which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having see through the cross, having spoiled principalities and powers. Now you know, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. You know, if you open the refrigerator and you take out a dish that's been there a while, and it has, my favorite's the pink growing fungus. You've seen the pink? Love the pink, it's so cute. You're not going to eat that. You're going to know that's spoiled. When something's spoiled, it's worthless. Now this word spoiled can also mean paralyzed. It's talking about Satan was spoiled. He was dethroned. Has no power and authority over the believers, those over the new creatures. And he's paralyzed. Well, you can holler at me all you want. If you're paralyzed, I'm not afraid of you. You're not getting up. You can't walk. It also means to be stripped of power and authority. It's an amazing word. It's talking about Satan. He was spoiled when the 3 days were up and the price was paid by a submissive Savior who was the sacrifice because of God's love and mercy. Then Satan was spoiled. And it said, made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now that's... If you were in the Roman Empire, you would know what that said, so I'll tell you what it says. When they would conquer an enemy of a certain size, they would bring the king and the generals and the great military heroes. You know, they couldn't phone home and say, you know, we won. They couldn't text. So they bring the captives, and they parade them through the city. They come through a particular gate with three white bulls. At some point in the parade route, they kill those white bulls. And then later down, they would kill the captives as well. But they would go through the city. They made a show of them openly. That's what this is. It was called the Festival of Triumph in some history books. And they made an open show of them to show that we won. And see, this means that Jesus, that God, made an open show of Satan's defeat, paraded Satan through heaven, earth, and hell, so heaven, earth, and hell could see that God had won and Satan had lost. Now that's wonderful, isn't it? Triumph over them. Now look at 1 John chapter 3. I like triumph. I like to win. It's especially nice to win when you didn't fight the battle. When you just called me on the phone and said, I got it, Becky. I got everything you need. I won. Yes. I'll bring it to you. I think, yeah, that's good, isn't it? That's what Jesus did for you. Now, Satan is a father and he has children. All of these people of sin who've never accepted Christ as their Savior, Satan is their father. They are children of the devil. And that doesn't exclude anybody. That's everybody. One lady came to me. She was witnessing to a lady she worked with, and the lady finally told her, "Look, leave me alone. I'm not interested in Jesus, but I'm not interested in the devil either. You can mark Jesus and the devil out of my life." Well, sounds good, but it ain't working.